Now, Dennis and Judy present VFW. Every Friday at 1, you'll get the LOLs, the OMGs,
oh my God,
the FW.
Welcome, welcome.
Now, from the FW.com, here's Town Square Media's very own Stephen Lenz.
Nice.
Yeah. Stephen is on vacation again this week, but he sent his most bright and articulate representative, Nick.
Hi. Hello?
Yeah, we were looking for his most bright and articulate representative.
Can you put the bright articulate guy on the air?
That's me, hello?
How are you?
Hi, Nick.
He's not here. I'm the fill-in for the bright and articulate guy.
That's
now,
great.
Now, is this going to be one of these cases where the understudy comes in and is so impressive that he just sort of he takes the job away from the main guy?
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to be like Black Swan or Star is Born, one of those.
No, I'm not thinking that, Nick. Not so far.
No, oh,
I'm kidding.
No.
I'm not getting
the vibe either, Nick. No. Well, listen, Nick, you've sent a couple of clips along this week. Now, this is the FW is a website where you can find all the stuff that is worth forwarding, that you've been forwarded during the week or during your lifetime. And some really great stuff on there. The headlines this week, Nick.
Yes, the big videos this week. One of the ones we are buzzing about is a really cute video of a little girl who explains where babies come from to her mom.
Ooh.
And we love whenever kids will explain stuff in the cute way the kids do. What I like about this video is there's a part where she says that babies come from the store, and I think she means the stork. But maybe she means babies
or
us. I'm not sure.
Oh, that's so cute.
Maybe the store. All right, here's
babies it. Come from sometimes from the store, from the hospital, or they can come from your womb, your tummy, whatever. And how you do it and how you take the baby out. The doctors, you know why you have belly button? Because if they the doctors knot it when
I didn't know that, Judy.
Bobby, when
they knot,
wind up.
What's that?
She said they get the baby out of a wind up belly button. So they wind up the belly button, I guess.
No, she said they knot it.
Yeah, they knot
it. Yeah,
and then they unknot it when
right.
The time for the baby come out.
Oh.
Now, also you have on there this week the clip from our town hall meeting last week.
Yes. Oh, it was a really, really sweet clip with a man proposed live during the meeting.
Wow. I wish I knew who orchestrated that whole thing.
They give us credit on there. I checked it, Jim.
They did?
Yeah,
oh, absolutely.
Yeah, you guys.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
We never get credit for anything.
I know. You work for a good company there, Nick, because Town Square gave us credit, and we're like, wow, we never get. If we do something, we're responsible for something. We never get credit
unless it's something bad. They usually blame stuff on.
Exactly.
it's really sweet. We have a lot of really funny great crazy wedding proposal videos, and so that one fit in perfectly with us. And what an interesting place to propose, and definitely made the meeting more interesting. I'm sure.
It was the only interesting thing in the meeting.
Abso-freaking-lutely.
Do they put that in like the meeting minutes? Do they say,
No.
No one would have dared taken minutes.
It was a snooze fest.
The other thing we have here.
No, I'm kidding. It was not.
That was not. It was successful, but it was kind of dry, but that certainly spiced it up.
All right. What else we got?
Oh, yeah. Well, we like to spotlight stories about, kind of wacky criminal stories. And we have this story about a news report where a man broke into a woman's house who wasn't there. He cooked dinner. He cleaned, did the laundry, and then fell asleep. And then she came home to see that he had cooked chicken and folded her laundry for her.
Was it a kosher chicken, Judy wants to know?
Yeah, because I think it was my husband. No, I think that is...
You would like that? You would encourage people to break in?
They're
going to cook kosher.
I'm
going to
give my address right now.
Yeah, it's a good service. I mean, I have plenty of laundry that needs folding, and if he wants to come over anytime.
That is
amazing.
Here's a little clip of it. I don't know how well it plays on the radio, but here's a little clip.
Finally got a chance to get in. I then noticed that he had cooked some chicken and some onions and some in a pan. The police said, though, he looked like he was a good chef. It smelled good. He had the broth and everything. The broth was under here, but the chicken and onions was in here. He had that steaming up real nice. That's what he was in the kitchen doing. And then my clothes that was in the dryer, he had them folded up on the table real nice in piles and everything. Underclothes with underclothes and pants with pants. And then this is the rug that he swept real nice for me.
I can't believe that.
It turns out I think he thought he was in his own house because he was the neighbor. And so he was just going about his day as usual, didn't notice it wasn't his house.
Oh, my God.
Very weird. Very weird.
That is bizarre. Yes, Nick?
But, yeah, speaking of weird, the other thing that everyone should check out on the FW is apparently there are photos of a purple squirrel that serves in Pennsylvania, and they're just all over the Internet where no one knows exactly why the squirrel's purple. It could be a pigmentation thing in the skin. It could maybe a prank. But these pictures are really crazy. Everyone should go to FW to check them out.
A purple squirrel in Pennsylvania.
Purple squirrel.
Does it sing, I love you?
No, that wasn't a squirrel, Dennis.
I love nuts. No. Okay. I will check that out. Listen, Nick, you have done a more than satisfactory job.
Oh, great. I always try for more than satisfactory.
Nick, I'm impressed. Yeah, I'm going to mention to your friend Stephen Lenz that he take more vacations.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, he needed it. Yeah. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Nick. Have a great weekend.
Have a great week. Bye.
You too.